We celebrate Trinity Sunday. I want to make one fairly simple point about that, and that's that it teaches us the beyond interpersonal nature of God. What do you say? All human language is finite. God is infinite. If there is a God at all, it's one thing everybody will concede about God. God is infinite. Finite language will not go all the way around an infinite God. So the only way you can make a true statement about God is sort of pointing in the direction of. You make a statement, you deny the statement, and then you deny the denial. This is the way of analogy that goes back to the great medieval theologians. We say, for example, that God is good, and we know that that's true, and yet we also know that that's false, because all of our notions of goodness are based on our own experience of goodness that are very, very finite. God is not good in the sense that you are good, either ontologically or morally. God is not good in the sense that ice cream is good on a day like today. But, you know, all human language sits sort of on a spectrum. And this is good and this is bad. When we say that God is good, we don't mean that God is here. That's what we're used to, finite goodness. We mean that God is somewhere out the other end of goodness and not somewhere out the other end of badness. Well, that may be trivial, but there are other places where it's not. We say that God is. And yet my idea of being, of what it means to be, is based on a very finite experience of me, of you, of the world, of the universe, of things that I can imagine and conceive of, all of which are decidedly finite. So God is not in the sense that I am or you are, or that this ambo is. It's false to say that God is, if our notion of is based on that. And yet, given is and is not, God is somewhere out the other end of is, not somewhere out the other end of is not. So in that sense, it's true to say that God is. It points beyond the meaning of that word. God is somewhere out the other end of is. Next step up. Is God a person? Well, no. Not in the sense that we understand person. My only understanding of person is you and me. And God is certainly not a person in the sense that you and I are persons and all the limitations that goes with that. But if God is to be put on a scale that goes from person to thing, you know, God is somewhere out the other end of person, not somewhere out the other end of thing. So in a very real sense, it is true to say that God is person, not because God is person in the sense that we understand person, but God is somewhere beyond that. So far, so good. Most religions, most theology will go that far. But is God the absolute being? And what is absolute being? Is there anything beyond person? Most traditional Western theology has thought of person in the sense of individual person, a center of consciousness. Descartes' cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. The I is the thinking self. Or, the other side in European philosophy, the willing self, the self that wills. Kierkegaard, people like that, just assert their will into reality, and that means that they are. Thinking and willing, autonomous centers of consciousness. Surely God is out the other end of that. But is that the highest level of being? Maybe not. Maybe that's not even an adequate definition of person. Maybe persons exist only when they are in relationship with other persons. It's not just knowing in the sense of acquiring facts or willing in the sense of making decisions. It's knowing in the sense of getting to know another person, and willing in the sense of loving, giving yourself to that other person. The Trinity makes us think about that. We say three persons in one God, three persons, one nature. A lot of theological ink has been spilled over two millennia trying to figure out how to distinguish what we mean by person and what we mean by nature, and how there can be three of this one and one of that one. Well, the answer, of course, is we don't know. Again, we're talking about an infinite being. It's beyond our finite words. And yet, the very fact that we talk of Father, Son, and Spirit as one God suggests, that ultimate reality is interpersonal. Now again, not interpersonal as we understand it. What we understand is our ability to know and love and give ourselves to each other and receive each other. And that's just as limited as our ability to think and to choose, or our ability just to be. But yet, given somewhere between self-sufficient, self-encapsulated individual and freely giving to each other community of persons, God is out the other end of that one, not out the other end of this one. God is not the great thinking, willing machine in the sky. God is the one who pours God's self out. Now, we see that in creation and redemption and so on. But that's not enough. Because otherwise, for God to attain the level of interpersonal being, we would be necessary. God would have to have somebody to know and to love. And we know that we're not necessary. God is. You know? We are because God loves us. God doesn't love us because we are. It's not that we had to be in order for God to have someone to love. It's that God decided to let us be because God loves. It's the overflow of the love that already exists within God. The Greek fathers called it perichoresis, the dancing around inside of each other, the complete giving and receiving of each other's being, the absolute interpersonal union. That's the Trinity. Not that we can understand it, but that we can point to it. It is somewhere out the other end of interpersonal, just as God is somewhere out the other end of is, somewhere out the end other end of person. God is somewhere out the other end of interpersonal. And that, in turn, coming back to us, makes a real practical difference for us. If we are made in the image and likeness of God, in which God's image are we made? Not the individual, autonomous, self-encapsulated, knowing and deciding machine, but the pouring out of our being into each other, community of persons. This means that I fulfill my destiny as a human being to be image and likeness of God, not just when I am, or when I am thinking and deciding, but when I know you, when I love you, when I pour myself out on you, when I let you know and love and pour yourself out on me. That the more we can develop that among ourselves, the more we grow as the image and likeness of the God who is Trinity of persons, one eternal God. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.